From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're going to begin this Thursday's letter segment with a few corrections.
Some listeners noticed a historical discrepancy in our story about the Liberation Music Orchestra. The ensemble's founder, bassist Charlie Hayden, conflated several events in recalling a turbulent time in our nation's history.
David New from Bellingham, Washington writes, Charlie Hayden and Carla Bley may have produced their first music together in 1968, but it was not to protest Richard Nixon's bombing of Cambodia, as Mr. Hayden stated. Nixon did not become president until 1969. The bombing of Cambodia began in February of that year, and if memory serves me right, it was not generally known by the public until some time later.
In my discussion with author Christine Rosen, we incorrectly identified one passage of the Bible. We were talking about her new book, the story of her education at a fundamentalist Christian school in Florida, and she said the Revised Standard Edition of the Bible substituted the phrase young woman for the more common virgin in the New Testament story of Mary. Instead, it makes that substitution in the Old Testament prophecy associated with Mary.
Listener Wendell Grogan of Houston was glad to hear that interview.
It was an unexpected pleasure, he writes. After 40 years of rarely venturing anywhere southern, I moved to Texas this year, and that has brought back a flood of things long forgotten from my childhood in rural Mississippi. Sword drills, the translation of the Bible, and praying the way Jesus did, in King James English, of course.
Rabbi Fred Reiner of Temple Sinai in Washington, D.C., wrote in to check our spelling of the word Hanukkah. Robert interviewed another rabbi, Daniel Zemmel of Temple Micah in Washington, about spelling the word. He gave an alphabetical explanation for variations in transliteration and said that his congregation will be going with C-H-A-N-U-K-K-A-H this year. Well, Rabbi Reiner sent us this note.
At my congregation, he writes, we try to use the Guide to Hebrew Transliteration. The guide was published by the Reform Movement in 1976. As I recall, the effort was in conjunction with the Library of Congress and the National Standards Institute. Within the Reform Jewish movement, the spelling Hanukkah, C-H-A-N-U, single K-A-H, is used consistently in our prayer books and other publications, though each congregation has the freedom to do as it pleases.
Finally, Kevin Schramer of Winfield, Illinois, writes to say that he was warmed by our story on pouring booze. A new study found that bartenders tend to pour significantly more into a glass that is short than into a glass that's tall and skinny.
I have debated this topic with a friend for many years over many a drink, he writes, although I have to admit that we came to the conclusion that ordering a tall one might get you a bit more alcohol. I think my future drink orders will be skewed toward the short glass.
We want to hear from you. Send us an email by going to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.